So there are two places you can go for resources. FBBC University. And when you get in there, there are a whole series of videos that I did. I think it's prep, launch, grow. The launch calendar, which we're going to go through tomorrow, is in there. So those of you watching on the video, just pull up that launch calendar, right? We're going to go through that week by week, okay? There's tons of resources in there for you, tons of educational videos. Facebook funnels are in there. Facebook ad images are in there. We just added 50 Facebook images from Growing Boulder. So all that stuff that I showed you, like, you know, Banana George Blair and Ida Keeling and Harriet Anderson, we just put 50 of those in there from Growing Boulder for you. And you're going to get 50 of those every quarter from us. They're also creating 12 emails for us every quarter. So we just put 12 new emails into FitPro Newsletter. So when you go into FitPro Newsletter, you got to go find the FBF stuff. You just type in FBF in the search and it'll pull up all the emails that we've got in there. Okay, so there's quite a bit, but you got to find it. You got to use it. In addition to everything that's in FBBC University, there's a ton in the private Facebook group. Now, when you first get in there, like, you guys are brand new, right? You've never been in there. Like, oh my gosh, where do I start, right? Files. Well, start with files or start with videos, right? Just click on the files tab. There's tons, right? You're like, I want to find the community PowerPoint presentation, which we're going to go through tomorrow. It's in there, right? So you want to go give a 20-minute presentation. What do I talk about?
I've been using it.
Good. Yep. So we've got a PowerPoint that's already ready to go for you. It's done for you. We've got brochures in there. We've got flyers. We've got coffee and conversation ideas. We've got all kinds of stuff, right? Email campaigns. There's a variety of things. A lot of the stuff that's in there is also in FBBC University. Some of it's not, though, because it's stuff coming from other owners, right? Like if Stephen Hadley shares his, hey, this worked for us, right? So make sure you look through some of those files, okay? Most of the videos that are in there are short webinars where I've walked you through how to do a few things, right? Like I've walked you through how to find FitBuddy Forever emails. I've walked you through a sequence of things. I've walked you through, you know, just a variety. I walked a couple owners through the launch calendar, right? Because they're like, I can't come to a training. All right, I'll walk you through the launch calendar. I filmed it, right? So you can watch that. And then there's probably 5 or 6 interviews that I've done with owners. So like I did one with Shauna recently. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yes.
So I'll do interviews with owners.
Facebook Live, right?
Yeah, where they do like a 15, 20-minute interview with me. So what's functional aging all about? What does that mean? And what's the functional aging training model? And why training for older adults? And what's FitBuddy Forever all about? And so we do a content interview that you can use on YouTube, Facebook, use forever. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's several of those in there. So post in the group, right? Ask a question. You're like, hey, I don't know how to do this, that, or I'm thinking about trying this. Post in the group. There's 38 owners in that group. So it's not a great big huge group. So post, ask questions. Tag me in it if you want me to respond quickly. So, yep, Connie and Colin are in there.
Chad Johnson, he's not in the franchise anymore, is he?
No, is he still in the Facebook group?
No, I'm just looking at the videos.
Oh, okay. See, he might be. I need to make sure I get him out of there. Samantha bought his
FitBuddy.
Oh,
did she? Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because he was, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to run through a couple of not effective marketing strategies, things you don't want to do. I normally do this on the second day, but since we're filming, I want to highlight a couple of these. Then I'm going to show just a couple of Facebook ad samples, and we'll call it a day. And then tomorrow when we come back, we're going to start earlier tomorrow. We're going to start at 9, because I want to try to be out of here by 2. We're going to start at 9. We're going to start with going through the launch calendar. Okay, we're going to plug our way through that. It takes usually an hour or longer, because we're going to go through a 9-week launch calendar. Then we're going to look at some Facebook ads. Then we're going to look at the community presentation, so I kind of walk you through that so you know how to deliver it, okay? Then we'll have lunch, and then usually after lunch we just do Q&A, right? Like, what kind of questions do you have? Do you want to go over pricing structure, launch date, you know, how do I add 20 more clients, you know, whatever. So Melanie said you just did a presentation seminar and you had 100 people?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're going to want to hear about that tomorrow. So.
I definitely want to hear about that.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's good stuff. No. How many of them are doing something in terms of like a short-term offer or free sessions or promo?
15.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
That's better than the rank
Yeah. Yep, that's good. Okay, so I'm going to show you a couple of things over the last decade that Cody and I have looked at. A lot of this is sort of your typical traditional fitness marketing, and it starts to, again, reinforce why older people are intimidated by fitness, why older people think we have no idea what they need, right? And why they're scared to death to come to our place, right? So remember, our market focus, I've already taught you, very individualized approach, right? We're trying to reach, what was your name, Jolene? What was her name? Andrea?
Sheila.
Sheila, right?
Yep, Sheila.
We're trying to reach Sheila, right? We're not marketing to the masses. We're trying to reach Sheila, right? So we have to realize there's a lot of diversity in the functional health range, right? But who we're talking to is a person, right? We're not talking to millions of people, right? We're not talking to thousands of potential clients. We realize they've got a wide range of functional ability. Some have disease conditions. We got male and we got female. We got all kinds of life experiences. We've got a range of socioeconomic. We got very, very affluent. We've got somewhat affluent. And then we got some regular people that can afford it that aren't super rich, right? All kinds of marital and living statuses, right? Wide range of functional ability, right? We got some really fit, super independent, and we got some people who are starting to slip and they're like, man, I got to do something, right? I always tell people, you're not selling fitness, you're selling the blue line. I gave a presentation at our summit. I think I posted that in the Fit Body Forever group. It's about a 20-minute presentation. You're not selling fitness, you're selling the blue line, right? Do you want to live independently for the rest of your life and never cross the disability threshold, never be dependent on anyone, live life on your own terms, live life in your own home, wherever you want to live for as long as you happen to live? I don't know how long it's going to be, right? I don't know if you're going to live to 80, 90, or 100, but I know we can help you do this.
This really resonates with people who come.
Absolutely. Right, because it's true.
It's a complete paradigm shift. Like, I literally, until today, thought if you... you're supposed to be diseased as you, like, you can't live independent until you die.
Right.
Like, you have to have a decline and be dependent and sick and then...
No, you don't. Yeah,
it's like, you don't at all.
So, there's a term for that. I want you guys to write this down because you should know the term. It's called the compression of morbidity, right? We've all bought into and been sold the concept that morbidity will be anywhere from 1 to 5 years at the end of our life, right? Morbidity is illnesses, sicknesses, frailties, right? Compression of morbidity is we're going to compress that period to as little as hours or weeks, right? Like my grandma, my other grandmother is 97 years old, still living quite independently. She lives with her daughter, but nobody's helping her go to the bathroom or anything like that. I mean, she's in her own apartment in my daughter's basement. Compression of morbidity. So what we're doing is we're shortening the time of illness at the end of life. We're compressing that morbidity, right? So if you look at the blue line, there essentially is no morbidity, right? I'm not disabled. I'm living functionally independent, right? Maintaining independence and preventing disability. Whereas this person is having all sorts of potential issues, right? I can't get off the toilet. Somebody's got to dress me. Somebody's got to bathe me, right? And that could be 6 months, could be 6 years, right? Right? It's that picture of, well, gee, I don't know. Nobody wants to move into a nursing home, right? No, right? So that's why I tell you, you're selling, and this is true, right? And older adults know this is true, right? They know there are people that live really strong, healthy, independent lives, and they live life on their own terms, and they know there are other people that don't, right? And they're like, by golly, I don't want to be this person, right? And if you feel like you're here, then our training program is going to move you, shift you up to a higher trajectory, right? That's our goal, right? That's what we're selling. So I showed you this earlier on that wheel. Remember the elite, the fit, the independent, the frail, and the dependent. So this just kind of spells it out a little bit, right? The frail, they can do light housekeeping and food prep, grocery shopping. They can pass some of their independent activities of daily or they can pass some of their independent activities of daily living, but not all. They can pass all their basics, right? Like they can dress themselves and clothe themselves, bathe themselves. The dependent can't pass all of those, right? Like things like walking, bathing, eating, transferring, you know, we're not working with those people, right? And some of the frail we will and will not work with, okay? So when we start to think and break them down, it's nice to look at some of these estate planners and retirement planners and how they define them. It's sort of funny. They break them into four categories. This is from AIG Sun America. This is dated a little bit, but ageless explorers and comfortably contents are going to be the wealthiest, okay? So ageless explorers, 78%, they'll never feel old inside, right? What's old? Oh, 85. They get to be 80, what's old? 95. Get to be 90, what's old? My grandma's 97, I asked her this summer, do you feel old yet? Oh, I don't know, if I've gotten there yet. Like, do you think you'll feel old when you get to 100? I don't know, I haven't gotten there yet, right? She did admit to me, she's like, you know what, Danny, for the first time I started to use wheelchairs in airports because it's just too far to walk. I'm like, okay, well, you're 97, I get it. So that's the first sign of old age for her, right? Well, like, wait a minute, you're 97 and you're going to airports, you know, like you're still flying places, right?
You know what? Like, that stat, 27% of those 55, that's not a big number. Like 55 plus, that's 27%.
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
That it's that low?
Yeah. No, that it's that low.
That's that low. Okay.
That is that low.
Yeah. Well, you'll see why. Part of it is these are the wealthiest, right? So when we look at the wealthiest, these are people that only a third feel any pessimism at all about the future, right? So when you hear older people say, oh, the country's going downhill, or young people are screwing up the country, you're not hearing that from these people, right? These people are optimistic. Life's great. Okay. It's always going to be great. Right, it's not just about fitness, it's about optimism, pessimism, it's about wealth, right? Three quarters of them feel extremely knowledgeable, they're totally financially secure, right? They're youthful, empowered, and optimistic. These people are a joy to be around. They're the ideal for retirement, right? Everybody wants to retire and be an ageless explorer, right? It's like, well, yeah, I mean, I got all the money, I can enjoy life, all that, right? These are great clients to have, okay? So again, it's only 27% of the 55 plus. I mean, think about it, these are the wealthiest. They're the most positive, they're the most enthusiastic, they're the most youthful, right? They still feel young. Comfortably content, they have money, but they're content, they're chill, they're relaxed. They're perfectly happy, and they basically want nothing to change. Their goal is to relax and do nothing, right? Like, I am just taking it easy, right? So these people we have to sort of stimulate. We have to market to and be like, hey, if you want to stay comfortably content, right, you are enjoying life on this blue line, we better do something, right? Because you're not going to keep traveling and participating in recreational activities if you don't start doing something to enforce that, okay? The live for today's, these are your party junkies. These are the people that will sign up for Fit Body Forever, and then 6 months later, they're going to be like, oh, I don't really know if I can afford it. Why? What happened? Well, my wife decided to book this $10,000 cruise. $10,000 cruise, what? Oh yeah, we're going to Fiji for like 3 weeks, right? They are literally live for today's, right? I mean, a fun opportunity comes, they don't want to miss out, right? These are the fear of missing out people, so they will sign up for Fit Body Forever, right? They're very adventuresome. They're a little worried they won't have enough money saved for retirement because they're spending it as fast as they possibly can, right? They're fun junkies, right? So they're a little bit financially unprepared that they haven't saved quite enough money. Partially because they were spending it so aggressively in their 50s and 60s, right? They do not want to miss out on any adventure, right? So when you think about those three categories, you realize there's plenty of money, but we're going to be positioning a little bit differently, right? These people are the ones who, they will pay for it because they want to have adventure, right? They want to do fun stuff, right? The last segment, almost a third of the population just can't afford it. Right, these are that traditional fixed income, didn't save enough for retirement, didn't plan for my future, growing old is not fun, right? These are the people you hear that are like, oh, well, just wait till you're old, you'll see, right? You know, it's like,
it's New England.
Yeah. Right, they're very pessimistic about the future, right? 54% feel that life is not as fulfilling as they imagined it would be, right? Yeah, I mean, this is folks that haven't done as well. And it's not just financially, but obviously the fact that they don't have finances to enjoy life impacts a variety of things. Okay. So again, About two-thirds to 70% are folks we're going after. The ageless explorers are going to be the easiest. They're going to be the early adopters. They're going to be the ones that buy in. They've got the money, they've got the resources, and they have the reason to do it. This is just to make sure you're paying attention. There are some gender differences when we're selling this program.
Oh my God,
I love it.
And honestly,
that's right there is also why we're not controlling the finances.
That's right, exactly.
Just tell us.
Taking a picture of this.
Oh,
yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. I find this to be true sometimes when I'm selling fitness, especially to older men. It's literally an on-off switch for them, right? They're like, so this is going to help my golf game? Okay, that's it, right? Just the one thing, right? Whereas women do have like, well, so what are the time slots again? And when do I have to come? And well, what if I have to have a doctor's appointment? And what, I mean, it's like all these questions. You just got to listen and wade through them. And well, do I have the right shoes? Do I have to wear Adidas? It's like, no, you can wear whatever shoes you want, you know. Lots more questions, right? They are different.
Oh, dear.
Okay. So, this is not what we're doing. But some of them think that, right?
Sit and be fit, right?
Right. There. They'll be like, oh, is it older adult? Right. Is it really old lady fitness? No. It's not nursing home fitness, right? It's not that. But we have to think about how they see, hear, and feel and interpret the environment, right? They're thinking they're walking into some sort of a health club that's going to look like this, right? Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to navigate all these machines. No, it's very simple. Our floor plan's open. The equipment we use is simple to use, right? They're expecting this crazy health club, right? Which to you and I is not intimidating, but to them it is, right? This is intimidating. It's scary. That's kind of what they're thinking, right? They're thinking we're these kinds of people, right? This was a billboard in California. That's supposed to be an alien. When they come, they'll eat the fat ones first. So bad, right? Terrible. They actually got protested, right? They had people protesting them for fat shaming and all kinds of stuff, right? Real billboard in Texas.
No way.
Yeah. Now, here's...
No protest on that one.
No. I have no idea. I have no idea. I always wondered, Cody found this in Texas. I always wondered if somebody put it up that was mad at Gold's Gym or if like...
Anti-Gold's Gym?
Yeah.
It looks like
anti-Gold's Gym. Or it does look like anti-Gold's Gym, yeah. This is what a lot of women are thinking your place is going to be like, right? Is it a fitness club? Is it a nightclub?
Right.
Is it a sex club? Right?
Right.
I mean,
that,
like...
That Viagra commercial picture in it.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like she's working out to me, right?
It's like she just took a shower.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't get it. Yeah, what kind of dumbbell is that, and what is she even doing with it, right?
Yeah, she's really sweating it up with that.
This is about an hour and a half from my facility. Now, notice, this is about 10 years old, but this is what we did in fitness for so long, right? I mean, this is what it was, right? And that's what a lot of these women are thinking, right? So we have to really smash these stereotypes. So something like this. This is my facility. This was our opening in 2006. Ever felt like you needed to get in shape before you could join a health club, right? The health club for people who don't like health clubs. I don't really like this anymore, but I still think it's funny. It's too old, though, right? It resonates well with somebody over 75. It worked decent for us 10 years ago when 65-year-olds were entering retirement age, and they're like, yeah, I don't want to be a bingo person. This one I still like, still use. Really like it.
That's a good one. That's a good take.
Now, we can tell these four people are older, but we really don't know how old they are, right? Are they in their 50s or 60s? I don't know. Maybe somebody in there is even in their
70s. And it's a really realistic picture. Not just the, skinny or whatever.
Right. Nobody in here... Nobody in here looks overtly fit,
no.
Right? They just look like normal people,
yeah.
Right? I still use this one, if life really begins at 50, because we hear people say that, right? You still hear that slogan. If life really begins at 50, shouldn't you be in the best shape of your life at 65, right? Why should you not be in phenomenal shape in your 60s and 70s? You absolutely should be, right? Now, the image is wrong. He's too old. Oh, absolutely, yeah. Right. Anyone in their 60s is going to see that and go, well, that's for my dad, right? I mean, he looks 70 plus. He's too old, okay? These are fine, and this gal is fine, right? But she's a little bit too old, and he's too old, okay? These guys are great. I love this one. Adding distance to drives and years to lives. Real clients, 57 and 62, right? And these guys look like they could play golf, right? I mean, they look healthy, right? Like, that's an aspiring image. Yeah, I want to be out on the golf course with those guys, right? Yeah. These guys each pay 10 grand a year for personal training in New York. Their golf memberships are way more than that.
Al also has a house in the Hamptons.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, those guys are really wealthy. Okay, so I'm going to show you just a couple samples of my last Facebook campaign for my local studio. I called it 60 plus leads. Everybody I was running it to was over 60. I got 366 link clicks, 3,100 reach, 8,500 impressions. I think I'll be able to show you later. About 2.75 was the frequency people were seeing it, which you can just do the math. 8,500 divided by 31. Okay. Jolene and Wendy, do you guys see the Facebook stats that Shauna runs?
No.
Okay. So I ran a Facebook ad. I spent $150. 3,100 people saw it. They saw it up to 8,500 times, which means everybody saw it almost three times. Okay. So I spent $150 for 5 days. So $30 a day is what I chose. Right. I got 41 cents per link click. That's,
I was going to say, that's going to be better because of the older demographic. Got it.
That's pretty good,
right,
isn't it?
Now the cost per lead is skyrocketing.
Right. Yeah.
It used to be like that for me. Now it's
now you're probably more like $2.
Yeah. It's getting high.
Right. You're going to see in this age range, this is going to excite you. You're going to go, whoa, 40,
yeah,
50, 60 cents.
Like,
yeah.
Like, hey,
yeah.
Ding.
Yeah. Now, I was 41 cents for 366 link clicks. I didn't, of course, get that many emails, but I got 39 emails. So, pretty happy.
It's
a dollar an email, basically.
When somebody
yeah.
then is, shows an interest, it goes into that funnel?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
I get the funnel, but we got nothing coming into the funnel.
Yeah. Yeah, I just ran this January 18th through 22nd, and I already got two clients. Somewhere, one was like 2,500, the other was 2,000, about 4,500 on a $150 ad, right? And I've got 37 other people to follow up with. So here's the ad, okay? So I pay Facebook $150, $30 a day, and they deliver this ad. We are looking for 20 more candidates over age 60 to apply to be our next miracle. Do you qualify? You guys can run essentially the same ad, right? You're looking for candidates for your Fit Body Forever program. I like using the word over age 60 to apply because you're running it to people 61 plus, right? So in theory, unless you're a Facebook weirdo, you're not going to see it unless you're over 60, right? So if Jolene goes in, sets up her Facebook account, and puts her birthday at 1950, then she would see it, right? But most people don't do that, right? Now, do you think 60-year-old women are going to click on an image with Sue on it?
Yeah.
Right? They're going to relate to her, right?
Yeah.
She doesn't look old, right? She's actually 57, I think. Mm-hmm. This is actually a video ad, so it actually starts playing in their feed. I don't really even care about the video ad. I know that might catch their attention. Facebook tells me how many people watch it for 3 seconds, for 10 seconds. We know what you're doing on Facebook, Wendy. So
right.
It's kind of scary, right?
Oh, I'm really keen.
What
tracks,
I really want.
In fact, when you leave and go browse somewhere else, it tracks that.
Yeah.
Which is why when you go back to Facebook, whatever you were looking at. Oh,
yeah.
Amazon. Yeah.
So notice the congruency, right? So apply to be our next miracle. Do you qualify? Apply today. Click the apply now button. Of course, they can click here. They can also click there. Okay. Very simple. The other thing I find, especially with older adults, I think the ad needs to be simple and you need to tell them what to do because they don't know they can click on the ad, right? So apply today, click the apply now button, apply now, right? Make it really simple, right? Because literally there are boomer women that pops in their newsfeed. They're like, why in the heck is Miracles Fitness putting stuff in my newsfeed? Where is this coming from, right? Well, if the headline interests them and they watch the video for 10 seconds and I get them, I want them to know what to do, right? Make it really easy. Okay, just a few more details. So again, I spent $150, frequency, unique link clicks, 3-second video views, so 3,400 people watched it for 3 seconds. And then I can find even more information if I go in and break down long-term video views. I can look at that. Yeah. So this was pretty successful for us just a couple weeks ago. If you guys want, Celia can send you the link to the ad if you guys want to see it. So just email Celia. She'll send you the link if you want to copy that. This is what it looks like in mobile, okay? So on your phone. Now, if you think for whatever reason, like, I don't know why, but I mean, I think older adults that are on smartphones you want to reach. If they're not on smartphones, they're not going to see it. So I think you want to reach them. If for whatever reason you didn't, you can turn mobile off, right? You don't have to show it on mobile. On this, all I did was mobile and desktop. I did not do Instagram.
So you pay more for that?
No, no. That's just what it looks like in mobile. So you can see how it looks slightly different. And hilariously enough, my wife liked the ad.
Aww, yeah. Isn't she great?
She probably loved it.
I don't know how she saw it because she's not over 60. But I think what's look, I got 17 comments on this ad, right? What she saw was other people she know comment on it, and eventually she wound up liking it, which was funny.
And then when there's comments on it, Facebook sees it as more relevant.
Right. Yep. So it did, that ad did quite well. Now, the landing page I don't think was particularly good.
This is it.
I'm really busy and I'm traveling, and I actually built this for my mastermind to teach them how easy it is. I was like, I did this in like 12 minutes, right? I went to FitPro, put my logo up top. Are you over 60? Are you ready to feel better, move better, and be our next miracle? This is the top half. This is the bottom half. 5 bullet points. Email address, register today. Enter your email below and we'll contact you to see if you are a candidate. Again, I'm still using that candidate language, right? Determine if you are a candidate to be our next miracle, right? I got 39 people to enter their email address and contact us. They immediately get an email from me with this, are you a candidate, right? How old are you? Describe your fitness background for me. There's like 5 simple questions, right? Can you come in Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday? Because I ran this ad like Thursday through Sunday or something. We had like 7 or 8 people come in really quick. So you guys know this stuff. Obviously, you can use ClickFunnels, you can use FitPro Newsletter, you can use lead pages, you can build a squeeze page. You know, you go build a page where they land. So this was that Facebook ad. I showed my mastermind group. I did this so fast I couldn't even spell January right. I think that's the Canadian spelling of January.
No,
no, it's not.
That's how they say it yourself.
January. January. So.
There's
so,
that PhD.
Yeah, got all these emails. I put them into an autoresponder, right? So right here, they're automatically getting an email from me. So even though I was traveling, they were getting emails from me. So here's the autoresponder, right?
That's part of your...
This is PowerPoint. Yeah.
What did, are you a candidate? Was that where, like, what was the email? What did it say?
So I only put one message in, and then when I got home, I put in a second one. So they just got a second one from me this week. The message was basically 5 questions, right? Okay. Like, so tell us your age. We want to see if you're a candidate. Thanks for applying to be a candidate. Tell us your age. Tell us your fitness background. Tell us if you have any joint injuries or pain. I think we asked for their gender, even though I knew they should have been a woman because the ad only went to women. But sometimes people share this stuff.
Right.
I mean, we had one person come in who was not on the email list. And I was like, what? Somebody had forwarded her the email at work. Yeah, great. That's cool. In fact, we were going through. I was like, and she actually signed. She signed up. And I was like, that's crazy, right? But
yeah,
it works. So it was a really simple email, basically 5 questions. And then it closed with, can you come in Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday? Right, and literally within hours, we had series of replies from people replying to that email, right, telling me, you know, I'm Joan, I'm 62, I haven't taken care of myself in 15 years, I think this is something I probably need to do, I've got knee pain, you know, gives me the whole thing, I can come in Tuesday after, you know, such and such, right, then we just start the email dialogue. That is it. So the Facebook advertising stuff's really not that hard. And the thing I think you'll find is keep it simple and really tell them what to do with the ad, right? Don't overthink it. Just have a register button or apply now or learn more and tell them what to do. You know, if you run a Did you run ads, Melanie, for your functional fitness seminar?
No.
No? Okay. So if you ran an ad for your next one, you know, tell them how to sign up for it, right? Having a functional fitness seminar, you know, Egan, who's well known, is going to be giving a 30-minute presentation, you know, register today, right? Make it really simple so they, when they click on it, and then when they land on the page, make that really simple. Now, I like ClickFunnels better because I can have a video, and literally I can tell them what to do, right? In the video, I'll even be like, hey, thanks so much for applying for our fitness makeover. All you got to do is enter your email over there, and we'll send you all the details. I mean, I'll even point, like, the boxes over there, you know, so make it really straightforward. So so that referrals are always going to help grow this program,
yeah.
But if I can run a Facebook ad and get two or three new clients, yeah, guess what I know? They're going to get me three or four more. Right, it's a multiplier, right? So because if all I do is rely on referrals, I'll eventually run out, right? Because it's like, well, I get the 10 people that are here brought me everybody they know, and they brought me everybody they know. So if I can dump five new people in.
Exactly. And then, but then you want to also, hey, do you have a friend to bring, right?
Like, right. Yeah. You also, that's one thing that I like about the book, right, is, hey, who are two or three people you can give the book to, right? So it ramps up their referrals again, right? So obviously referral contest. So I saw a trainer, terrible marketing advice, right? Put this out, I don't know if it was the NSCA Journal, just recently posted, and he was talking about training older adults. And he was saying that all fitness business, 90% of fitness business comes from referral. And I was just like, that's crazy. I mean, that basically means you're opening up your studio and just hoping people come. And then if they do come and you get them good results, you're hoping they tell more people, right? I mean, it's like your business is totally in the customer's control, right? You could give somebody life-changing results and all of their friends live too far away from your studio, right? I mean, it's like, it's ridiculous. I mean, obviously you have to market, right?
For sure.
You gotta get people great results, but you can't just rely on referrals.
Right.
You also, I say, you have to take control of referrals, right? Like, I have to empower my clients how they can refer, right? I gotta give them opportunities. I gotta bring a friend.
A system on how to
right.
ask for them, get them.
Absolutely.
Count them, track them.
Bring a friend contest, events, open houses, parties, referral challenges, Facebook contests, right? Like, we do crazy Facebook games. Right? That aren't really even referrals. It's just, I want to try to get you to share as many Facebook posts as we can, right? So if we feature Corey on Tuesday, guess what? I'm counting on all of you to share that, like, comment, let's make Corey a star, right? You know, so that can be a simple thing, right? There's lots of things you can do to boost testimonials and referrals that you take some control of it, right? And so if we can figure out how to double our referrals, then our business really takes off, right? So we're not just waiting around hoping that they tell somebody, right? We want to empower them. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh
yeah. Well, and
well,
in most cases,
you're coming.
Right. In most cases, the people they're referring, they know can afford it, right? They're similar to them, right? They're typically not hanging out with people that are low income, you know, like if they had a friend who was low income, they're probably not going to refer them, right? So, yeah, I mean, that's why referrals are great. That's also why the avatar skill and drill is really good, right? Because if you know where your people work, live, eat, and play, then you target those areas. I recommend you do Enter to Win 2 or 3 months. A lot of older adults, like the 12-month thing, they'll be like, I don't want to enter to win that. I don't even know if I want this thing, right? So
yeah.
Enter to win 2 months or enter to win 3 months, two or three. And then, of course, everyone wins 2 or 3 weeks, and I would do 2 or 3 weeks free, right? Because you want them, if they come try it, they're going to convert at a high rate. The Kokus guys give 3 free sessions at all their community presentations. You get 3 free sessions, and they get about half of the people that do their presentations to do the 3 free sessions. So 15 out of 100 wasn't great. I'm kind of curious what you, well, you were offering them a paid thing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I think I was a little too passive about it. Like, I didn't push
them. Well, I'd go back to those 85 and offer them all 3 free sessions, right? Because what the Kokus guys have done is they do the presentation, they get about half of the audience to do 3 free. Of the 3 free, they close about 90%.
Right.
You know, he's like, once we get them to do 3 free sessions, they convert. Have them bring in the health history.
Yeah.
So you know, okay, they've got joint replacements.
Okay.
But the 3 free sessions should be nice, easy. You're not going to do anything crazy with them, right? You might not even ask them to get down on the floor. You know, those are trial sessions for you to figure out what they can and can't do.
Not
right?
To the whole assessment.
No. No, because then really what you want to do is you want to schedule that assessment after their third free session and close them.
Yeah, let's get to know you a little bit better
right.
now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how we
do it. Right. Because then at least at that point, then I think the interesting thing is a lot of older adults, they want to save our time too. It's sort of funny. They're like, you know, they get to the end of the three free and they'll be like, you know, I really can't afford this, Wendy, so I don't really need to do the fitness assessment. They'll save your time, right? If they're interested, they'll do the assessment. You know, and then you might have them, right? And so your conversion should go up if you control it a little bit better, right? So I would save that. So like Joel and Jared, they do the community presentation, educate people, put them right into three free sessions, and then he tries to close them on that third. So ideally, if the third session, then you can do the consultation right after the session, then you just close them right then, right? For Fit Buddy Forever is the simplest thing to understand. If you build a list, you're building a business that will just keep growing, right? So the mistake is people don't build their list, right? Or they run one Facebook ad and they get 20 emails. They're like, well, maybe I should do that again. Well, you keep doing it, right? You've got to build your list. But you also have to do other things to build your list than just Facebook ads, right? You got to get out and do community presentations. Like the 100 people that came, did you get all their email addresses? Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. That's a great list build. That's 100 people. Right, that were live in front of you. So you've got to be doing those things too, right? And so if you can build your list of 500 pretty quickly, you can get to 50 clients a whole lot quicker, right? Of course, the goal is to get your list to 1,500, 2,000. I mean, make this thing big enough, right? We've found for most Fit Buddy Forevers, it seems to be the tipping point's around 30 clients. If you can get to 30 clients, the thing starts to grow. Like, you know, like you said, they'll refer, right? Well, guess what? When you have 10 clients, they refer, but it's slow, right? You get to 30 clients, they refer, they have more people they know. You run an event, they invite people. You know, you have a bring a friend, they just start the snowball. You can't stop it, right? So for those of you, when you start a snowball rolling, it keeps growing, right? I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but it's a good positive analogy. So you don't have snow in Hawaii. You're like, is snowball a good thing? Like I don't think there's sandballs that keep growing, so. It's like a tidal wave, right?
Is it?
Yeah. So 30 seems to be about the tipping point. If you can get to 30 clients, then the thing will just keep taking off, right? Nissan got to about 43, 45 clients, and I think he admittedly said, you know, at that point we just kind of let it do its thing. Now we're at 60 clients, and now we're gonna try to put some energy into it to get to 80, right? You know, so. Yeah, if you can put the work in to get to 30, then it will start to grow itself, right? Because now when you get to 30, you've got a lot more opportunity for leads to come in through bring a friend, through referrals, through introductions, through, you know, I know somebody, you know. It just starts to grow organically better. So you got to get to 30. That's really the initial focus when I'm launching new owners is give everything you've got for a while to get to 30, which means build that list, keep doing the email campaigns, keep doing Facebook ads, get to 30. Keep doing events, you know, so you're getting close to 30. So. Cool. The nice thing is they're going to stay long term. You know, 2 or 3 years from now when you start to look at lifetime value of these clients, then you start to go, wow, one client is worth like $7,000 to $10,000 because they stay for 3, 4, 5 years. They're going to stay longer than your average boot camper. That's when you start to realize, yeah, this is totally worth the investment because they're going to be long, long term.